Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide, and today my guests on Hometown to Hollywood are Regan and Holly Revord. Regan is best known for her roles in Young Sheldon, Modern Family, and Grace and Frankie, and Holly is her fabulous mom. Regan and Holly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Now, we met a few years ago when Regan was just starting, and now at the age of 10, she's a series regular on one of the hottest new shows on TV, Young Sheldon, and it just got picked up for a second season.
Woo!
That must have been great news.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was so excited.
There was lots of jumping on the bed.
I didn't even know. My mom had told me the next day.
We're at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, we were at the Grand Canyon when we found out. We got a text message, and it was like, your show is not doing a second season. And we were like, woo!
Yeah.
That is good
news. But I didn't have service, so I couldn't look up any of the articles or anything. I was like, I just want to see what they're saying. But, yeah, we have a thread, the castmates. We have a thread.
Yeah.
They were all texting on it. So
fun. Yeah, people don't know.
It was
that's,
so amazing.
That's not a given. You know, it's exciting and amazing and huge when you get cast as a series regular on the show. But that's not the end of it. I mean, if you are, you don't know if you're even going to complete the first season. Never mind be picked up for another season.
And that's what I told Regan. I mean, we knew when she booked this that it was straight to series. But I told her, anything after this is just the cherry on the top. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had friends that also booked pilots right along with us. And their shows didn't get picked up. Canceled. And so it just makes you really grateful for what you have.
Because we got picked up before we started shooting.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's not normal.
It's not normal.
Yeah, that's what my mom told me.
I wanted to make sure she knew that. Some people have to sit and wait. Are we going to film more episodes?
And she's made it very clear.
Yes.
Very
wanted her to know that this is not, it's not normal the way that our show has unfolded.
Yeah. And it's a fun show. It is really, really fun. It's intelligent and it's funny and it's got a lot of heart. It's a good show.
The episode we actually just finished, it's very heartwarming and funny, and it's so funny. I'm so excited for the two upcoming episodes.
Well, and your mom and I were talking about this before we started taping, and I said I'd watch the pilot, and you pointed out, Holly, that, you know, it takes a little while for everybody to find their groove together. The writers have to get a feel for the actors and how they play the characters. And then after a little while, if you're lucky, the writers start kind of writing
for you. Yes.
Right. And that's what happened on Liv and Maddie. And that's what happens if you're really fortunate. Now there's probably this delicious groove where they get you and they're writing for you.
Yeah, that's definitely what's happened. I feel like now, you know, everyone knows their characters, you know, a lot better. And she's making character choices. This is what Missy would do.
And you know what Missy would do at this point, but you don't know that when you're filming the pilot.
Right. You don't know. Yeah. And, Sheldon, obviously he knows because his character has been established. And, you know, Jim Parsons was there leading the way, helping Ian. But everyone else kind of had, a fresh plate. And
yeah,
so that
Jim
was fun.
Jim told me a little bit, but it's he doesn't know Missy's character because he doesn't play Missy.
Yeah.
So
Missy was just in one episode of The Big Bang, and they've talked about her, but she's at a totally different stage in of her life. You know, a 9-year-old, and so really she can make those choices with Missy, and she's fun.
I can give Missy her own setting, which is. But since Sheldon has already been, established, it's kind of hard for him to kind of make his own setting when it's already been established.
Mm-hmm. But you're freer to make your own choices because you're creating the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so cool. So, Regan, when did you decide that you were interested in acting?
At age 5, I really wanted to be in TV shows and movies. But when I was 4, I actually was doing, I was modeling and doing commercials. But when I saw myself on TV, like doing commercials, I wanted to do like TV shows and movies, and I have done so many auditions, and this is where it's got me, which is amazing.
It is amazing. Holly, when did you decide to take that seriously?
I took it seriously when she told me that, I mean, because when we first started this, obviously it was my idea, because she was 4, and she didn't know anything about this world, and so we just thought, what a fun hobby to do. She wasn't in school, and like, we'll try it. And, I mean, never in a million years would I have thought that we would be in the position where we are right now. Like, never. I was thinking, oh, we'll go until maybe first grade. And it totally just snowballed. But when she said, she started seeing herself on commercials. And she was like, how do I get on TV shows and movies? And I'm like, oh, you're thinking like that. Okay. And so we got a manager. And the manager started, you know, pitching her for movies. And then she booked Modern Family was her first one.
And Grace and Frankie.
But Modern Family was your first one. And she met her real life best friend. And Aubrey. I think being on Modern Family and seeing what really went down, that's when the wheels really started turning for her. And I remember after she worked that, she was like, how do I get on a TV show where I don't have to audition every week? I'm like, oh, you want to be a series regular on a show. And yeah. It's pretty amazing. She made, after she worked Modern Family, she made 3 goals. And this is like a 6-year-old. She said, I want to be on a TV show where I don't have to audition every week.
I want to go to New York.
No, you said, I want to film a movie. And I want to work outside of the United States.
Wow.
And when she booked Sheldon, that fulfilled all 3 of her goals.
I worked like, outside of the United States.
Yeah, you worked in Canada.
I did.
And so I was like, Reagan, you are 9 years old, and you achieved 3 goals that you set for yourself. Like, that's really, really amazing. I was really impressed.
That's so cool. That is incredibly impressive. What are your goals right now, Reagan?
I love traveling, so I want to go all over the world, and I want to help homeless people, because I cry when I see them. Like, I went to Santa Monica once, and I was, like, bawling. I felt so bad for everyone. And also, this is something for acting. It's someone who acts. I want to meet Zendaya.
Yeah.
That's your goal?
Yes.
Meet Zendaya.
Why not?
Okay.
Help homeless
She's
people.
She's one of my role models.
Meet Zendaya. Well, we're gonna go there, but let's just go there right now. Who are your other role models? Who are people who inspire you?
Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's amazing. He shows that you could do other than just be in a box. Yep. Just be an actor. He's a producer, a director, a writer. An actor in Hamilton. Yeah. He's a Broadway star. He's gotten tons of awards. He's close to an EGOT, actually. Which
she loves Lin-Manuel Miranda, obviously.
As we probably all should.
Yes. I mean, he's amazing. Everything he does turns into gold.
And going back to Zendaya, she uses her platform, like Lin-Manuel Miranda does, and she uses her voice and speaks out.
Yep. Those are really admirable things, Reagan. Going back a tiny bit, so you started modeling when you were 4, and your mom got you into that, because it's true, when you're 4, it's like, you're not generally going to be asking for that. 4 is really
she
young.
She doesn't really, was not making that decision for herself.
Probably not. So how did you do that exactly? Because a lot of people, one of the hardest things about this whole path is like, how do you get started? How do you get an agent? How did you go about doing that, Holly?
Well, it actually just fell into our laps. I wasn't really looking for it. A friend of mine introduced us to her friend that owned a talent agency. And she's like, I would love to rep Reagan. I was like, okay. I didn't even know what that really entailed. I just thought, like I said, it would be fun. What a fun hobby to do while she's 4.
Yeah.
And I actually remember, thinking about this on the way here, I actually remember Reagan being put on hold for her very first thing. I didn't even know what that term meant. And I thought she booked it. And I called my grandma and I was like, Reagan booked this job. It's like her, it was her first audition. Like, we were celebrating. And then she didn't even get the job.
Yeah, but to be put on hold on your first audition, that's amazing.
But I didn't even know what that meant. I mean, no one had explained any of this to me, any of the term. Like, I was never walked through the process of what this stuff meant. Holds, pins, like, callbacks. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I saw, like, they're holding her for this job. I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, she's booked it. I don't know. So, we've come a long way. But, yes, yeah. It just all fell into place.
So she started doing commercials, and that's because you had a friend who had a, there was like a friend relationship that got you into the agency.
Yeah.
Was that agency, were they doing commercial and theatrical, so that once you were in with commercials, they could also represent you for film and TV?
Yes. So they had print, commercial, and they were just starting their theatrical department, which, okay. I mean, we were not even thinking about that, honestly. She was just really... I mean, right at the gate, was doing a lot of print and a lot of commercials. And, I mean, like I said, I didn't know anything about the theatrical world. So, it wasn't even on my mind. We were just having fun, honestly. It just snowballed. And, like I said, when she started asking for being, you know, in the movies and TVs, that's when I was like, okay, let's see what the next step is.
It's getting serious.
Yeah, I'm like, she actually loves this, and, you know, I want to help her.
Yeah.
And that's when we got the manager, and...
How did you get the manager? Did you ask the agent to help you get meetings, which is a really normal way to do it, or...?
No, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that's what you do. I started asking around. We got really lucky. We got in with a boutique agency, Zuri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we got in with Zuri, and it's boutique-y. And so we got in with a great group of moms. I call them my non-stage moms. And it was really, it was she was in that group, and we all had kids around the same age. We were auditioning, we were living in San Diego, and it was a great support group, and I learned so much from them. And then I also, someone told me about IMDb. Yeah. I had no idea what it was.
IMDb is like gold.
It is. And so I just got on there, and I started doing research, and I met with one manager. I didn't know you were supposed to take meetings with lots of them, but
more than one generally.
Yeah. We met with the one manager who she's still with, and, it was amazing. I just knew.
She's the best.
But
yay.
So she was almost six, and we go in, and she's talking to Reagan, and I am a nervous wreck. I don't know. I mean, this is all new to me. And so she's like, okay, I'm going to give you this script, and you have 5 minutes, and I'll be right back. And I was like, what? What do you mean? And so, I mean, she just picked it up so quickly. And so the manager came back in. She read with her, and she was like, I'll take her. She's amazing. And we are still with her, and she has been such a help through this whole process.
I never would have been, I feel like, on Young Sheldon if it wasn't for her. I give her all credit.
Wow. Well, probably she's amazing. A little credit should go to you and your parents, but that's pretty great.
She gets a lot of the credit, because she's like, driving me back and forth from San Diego. My mom's been amazing.
Aw. Your mom is amazing. I happen to know that. Well, let's talk about the driving up and down from San Diego, because that's another piece of the story, and it's a really normal thing. I mean, most people, you know, who get involved in the industry, they don't start out living in Los Angeles. Now, you guys weren't, like, across the country, but San Diego's not Los Angeles.
Yeah. We were just close enough. I feel like if we were any further, I don't know if it would have happened for us. I mean, we did that drive for so long. I mean, there were so many days where I just felt like my body was in pain, like, especially during, like, pilot season and episodic season. We were some weeks going up every single day from San Diego to L.A., and she was in a regular school then, so I was pulling her out and, you know, coordinating with the teachers, and it was juggling a lot, being away from, you know, my husband and
our dogs.
It was a lot of time on the road, but we made the best of it. And I look back now, and sometimes I kind of miss that time that we had. Mm-hmm. It was a time we had, like, a no iPad rule. I was like, you can either talk to me or read a book. And we'd play games, and we'd stop. Sometimes we'd stop off in Disneyland and ride rides. Or
Reagan has a really big smile on her face right now. You can't yep. see it.
Yep. It's the biggest smile of life.
It but was I was amazing. Like, if we're going to do this, like, you know, I want it to be fun, and yeah. and we did, and we'd schedule play dates. I still wanted it to be fun. I didn't want to, like, suck away all her time, like, just being in the car. And so we kind of had a routine. Like, I always kept her bedtime.
Yep.
Her bedtime at the time was 8 o'clock, and so we would do the audition, and then we'd play, we'd go to dinner with friends, but at 8 o'clock, we were in the car, and she was putting her jammies on. Mm-hmm. There were days where she would brush her teeth in a garage park, you know, like in
or
a...
Or on the side of the freeway,
even. Never on the side of the freeway, didn't get that serious, but, I mean, there were times, like, we...
It got close.
We'd pop into Starbucks just so she could brush her teeth, and that was kind of like... our little routine, and then she'd sleep in the car.
Yeah, because she's going to fall asleep in the car.
She's
going to
fall asleep in the car. And so, and then when she got home, she'd go to bed, and we also used that time, you know, pop into a library and yeah. have to do homework, because, like I said, she was still in a normal school, so we tried to keep a little routine, but it was juggling a lot.
It is a lot, and people really underestimate that.
But one thing I can say about Reagan is there were so many days I'm like, can we just not go? And she's like, no, Mama, I really want to go. I mean, she was the one that was pushing me sometimes. And mm-hmm. that just validated it even more. I'm like, she really wants this.
That's really critical.
And I also knew when she would miss school functions and birthday parties.
Bakery sales.
I mean, she would miss out on a lot to come just for an audition. Not even work. For an audition. Mm-hmm. And that also kind of, like, I'm like, that's when I really knew. I'm like, if you're going to miss a birthday party or, like, you know, a party at school, that kind of, like, sealed the deal for me. She was really serious about it.
I'm looking at you, Reagan. Reagan's been playing with Fern the cat, and she's discovering that cat hair gets on things.
It's like, it's all on me.
It's all over. This is what it's like to have Fern around. Well, so, Holly, what do you think are the biggest misconceptions that people have about what you do as the parent of a young actor? Like, a successful young actor. Like, you're a Hollywood parent at this point.
I think... I don't want to say the wrong thing here. I think a lot of people think that we are living through her, or that we're living off of her, which is the furthest from the truth.
Nope.
I mean, I could never do this. I shy away from cameras. This was never a dream that I had for myself. And like I said, some people think that you live off your kid. One of the first things that we did when Reagan booked the show is we got her incorporated, and we met with a financial investor, because this is for her future. And we have it all set up and streamlined now, and she gets $20 a paycheck, and she has to donate a certain percentage of the 20. She has to save a certain percentage of the 20, and then she gets the rest. But
I usually get books off with it.
She does get books.
Books. I love
which
reading.
Which I'm okay with.
Look
I'm
like, in our car. It is
purchase.
Books. 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 My bedroom. Books. Books. Books.
Books everywhere. Yes. Books everywhere.
You're a kid after my own heart, Reagan.
But yeah, I think those are some of the misconceptions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I think that is a really common misconception. And in my experience, it just could not be further from the truth.
Yeah.
For the people that I know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're on a network show. Like, you're making all this money. I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not making a dime.
I'm not making anything. She is, but I mean, she does. Yeah. She's not getting that now, and it's for her future. And teaching her about money management is what's so important to us right now. So that's why we do the save, spend, donate.
We have jars actually on our banister, and it's actually a jar that says save, spend, and share. Yeah. And I got an $100 bill, and I actually used it, and I have it in my share jar for the homeless people right now.
That's beautiful, Reagan. I like that.
I used $10 on it. That's it.
But one of my worst fears, like, you know, some of the stuff that happens that when you book a show, you never think about until you're in the thick of it. And one of them was all this money that she's going to have access to. And I'm like, how do I protect her from all of this money?
Mm-hmm.
And so getting the financial investor was one of the best things that I could have done for her.
Yep.
And I know that she'll be protected from her money, and that anytime I wanted to take her in, they will educate her mm-hmm. about financial management and responsibility. And
how can money harm me? You said protect her from money.
Because some people get all this money and then they just blow right through it.
But I know not to do that.
You know, but when you have it and you're 18, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah. But I know not to use it because I know what's going to happen if I do.
I'm super frugal, so I'm hoping that she's getting some of that.
I bet she is. But you know what, Reagan? Your mom has a great point, and you kind of never know. It's pretty exciting to get a pile of money when you're only 18. And a lot of the best, smartest people, they don't make the best decisions in a situation like that. So your parents are just setting you up for success.
And what we found out, too, and I don't think a lot of people know this. I didn't know this. And I was speaking to, you know, a bunch of our friends that their kids are actors, is you can actually invest the Coogan.
Yep.
That, to me, I was like, what? All this time it's been sitting in, you know, her bank account making 5 cents a year. And that was always so frustrating to me. I'm like, it's not doing anything. It's not making any money. So that is something that was, we were jumping up and down about when we found out we could do.
You have some choices about where that money goes.
Yes, yep, you do. So that is something to know, I feel like.
So, Reagan, you started acting professionally at the age of six?
Five.
Five?
Well, six.
Modern
that's
Family?
When
you
both yeah, Modern Family. That's when I both Modern Family. But I really want to do it at five. But think about it, I started at six because that's when I got it. So, yes.
Six, technically.
Yes.
Actually. Pretty young still.
Yeah.
You can feel good about that.
Okay, let's say five and a half. We'll compromise.
All right,
five and a half,
Reagan. Five and a half. It's a deal. So, is it what you thought it would be like?
Actually, not really. Like, I didn't know. I wasn't prepared that I was going to be working 9.5 hours each day, five days a week. And it's, like, been amazing. And, like, being on one of the hit shows. And I didn't think that I'd be going to the TCAs. And I'm actually going to be going to the Paley Fest soon. And to promote the show with the cast. With amazing, wonderful cast. And I also went to the upfronts. And then I've been doing interviews on set. Most of them in my bedroom, actually. And I have a funny story. So once I was doing an interview and they were filming. And there was a hole in the wall. And I could, like, peek through and I could see them filming. I was like, oh, there they are. I get to watch them filming. That's so cool. It was so funny because when we're doing interviews, they have to stop doing the interview because when they're filming.
You have to be quiet.
Yeah. Because, especially if you're on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you have to be super quiet. But you never said that you can't look through a tiny hole in the wall.
So there have been some surprises.
Yes.
Well, so what about some other surprises been for both of you guys on this journey?
Being on the being on one of the hit shows on TV. That's been one of the biggest surprise for me, really.
So when, as far as this question, is it the surprise as far as like being on this show or the process?
Anything at all. Like you guys, you started this out in a very normal way that is really, it's like this is how a lot of people get into this business. It's like they do it a little bit just for fun because they think it's going to be fun. And it's like, yeah, let's, why not? And then it can sometimes snowball. And like your lives have been really, really changed by this.
Really changed.
And it's a journey that you're in and you're on. And like, you know, it's never what we think it's going to be.
I mean, every time Reagan did an audition, we never had expectations. So I never expected something like this would happen. And once you're in it and you're doing this, there are just things that you do that you never knew you did. Like, I didn't know about the TCAs or the upfronts and like what that entailed. And so just the ride itself, and like I feel like every day it's like, I'm like, wow, we get to do that, or wow, like, it's just something every day. Like, it's just, being on the show is a surprise. Like, it just is, I never dreamed this big. I mean, that maybe sound bad, but I just never had expectations, so I never dreamed this big for her.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for fun, honestly, and so every day it's a surprise. Getting to work every day on this amazing show with Chuck Lorre and Steve Molaro, where she's learning, and Annie Potts. Like, she has a lot of scenes with Miss Annie Potts, and they just pour into her. And I can see growth, so much growth, just from the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been amazing to have, like, a front row seat and watch it all happen. Like, the set really is the best classroom. I mean, it literally is all a surprise for me. It's just been so great.
How about you, Reagan? Any other surprises?
Actually, I had something to add to my mom.
Yeah?
What she was just saying. So, actually, you know how... So, when she said that we weren't expecting anything big like this, one of the expressions my mom actually used was she thought it would be a stroll down the street.
A stroll through the park.
A stroll through the park. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree with her on that. Even when I was four, I didn't really understand the acting world. But now I do, and I see where she would think that it could be a stroll down the street or park.
Yeah.
I just thought it was going to be a hobby. I mean, I never expected this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I didn't think you were capable. I grew up in Tennessee. Like, this was never on my radar.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody that did anything like this. My husband didn't know anybody that did anything like this. So I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But yeah, every day is a surprise. Like, the other day she was signing scripts that will go in the archives of Warner Brothers. I'm like, what? Like, that's going to be archived at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And just going in every day, I just really never want her to take it for granted. Because it took us like 5 years to get here. I don't ever want her to forget the journey. All the no's that she got, you know, like, it was not easy. It was not, and I don't want her to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I never want her to forget the journey.
Well, you guys are obviously doing a great job of keeping Reagan grounded, and Reagan, you're part of that yourself, you know. I mean, it takes the team of the parents and the kids to...
And who you surround yourself with, too.
It does.
I mean, you really have to surround yourself with really good people that don't just tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what you need to hear.
Yeah.
That is so important, and... Lots of no's, huh?
Speaking of lots of no's, let's talk about auditions for a second. Reagan, do you have any audition advice for young actors out there at this point? Because you've seen a few auditions. Right?
Yeah, I think I've done a few auditions. Actually, so one thing that I know that I've known for a long time is you have to be patient. And it's rare that you get something overnight. And something I've actually said in a in an interview was that you have to stay strong, but if it may take a while, but if you want it, fight for it. That's what I always say when I'm doing an audition. If you want it, fight for it, Reagan. That's what I'll say.
I love that. I love that. What happens, what do you do when you don't get it? Even if you fought for it and you still don't get it?
Move on. I move on and go to a different audition. I'm like, okay, didn't get this one. Moving on.
Oh, moving on. One thing that I always would say to Reagan before she went into an audition, I said it every single time, was have fun and be yourself.
Yep.
That is the most important thing that you can do. Just be yourself. Don't be what you think they want. Be yourself.
That is such good advice. Literally, that is when Dove started to just book consistently, was where she started stepping back and going, you know what? I'm going to have fun. I'm going to do this my way, and they're going to like it or they're not. If they like it, yay. If they don't, yay.
Was it meant to be?
Because I don't want to do it.
Either way.
Right?
Yay.
Exactly. It really is good either way.
And don't take it personally. That's something, like, I told Reagan, like, you can't take it personally. If you don't get it, just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't for you.
And it's really true, because it's actually not personal. It's not. It feels personal, but it isn't.
It's not at all. There's so many factors that people don't even realize.
Like, if they don't like you, well, then it's not for you. They don't like your personality, it's not for you, so you move on.
Yep. And that is a great
just
sort
roll
of
off your shoulders.
Way to live your whole life, not just auditions. It's good life advice.
And that's, you know, what we were talking earlier, is it when we would go to LA, it wouldn't be just about the auditions. Yep. It was... She loved going to the auditions to see her friends. Like, that was so fun for her. And she was saying the other day, it was kind of out of the blue, she's like, I miss going to auditions. She was like, I used to love the suspense of, did I book it or did I not? I'm like, that's a really good way to think of it. Yeah. I never thought of it like that.
I love the suspense. And it's like
it killed me. But she's like, I love it.
Because, I mean, like I just said, it doesn't bother me if I don't get it. Because there's thousands of other auditions, and another way I think of it is I didn't get it. There may be something else for the future, but the audition that I didn't just get, another kid will get, and they'll be happy on that.
Yep. Because what is something that we've always said is there's enough sunshine at the top for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is the best quote.
It's so true.
That's fabulous.
And it is true. Just like, you know, so many people, when Reagan booked, were calling and texting and, you know, saying congratulations. And that is something I always instilled in Reagan, was like, when you're at an audition, tell them good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's not personal.
Nope.
Tell them good luck. When your friends book something, be happy for them. You want them to be happy for you when it's your turn. Mm-hmm. And so someone reached out to me the other day. It was a friend of ours. One of her friends was at an audition. She didn't know Reagan. And she didn't know me or Reagan. And she was like, she reached out to my friend and she was like, I met your friend, Holly and Reagan. And she's like, one thing that stuck out to me is she told my daughter good luck before she left the waiting room. And I was like, I did everything right. Everything right, but I did something right. And, I mean, it's true. Like, you know, the whole gut thing, like, about girls lifting each other up, it's not competition. Whoever it's meant to go to will get it. And there is something else down the line. It's not your last audition. And it's a marathon. It's not a race.
I was just about to say that. Mom!
Using all of our good quotes.
Say it, Reagan. Say it for us.
It's a marathon, not a race.
True.
I said it, and I mean it.
Well, and you really do want the best for everybody.
You do. You really do.
That's
when Reagan booked Young Sheldon, she said something, I wish I could remember, but, you know, I have a really bad memory. She said something.
That's what she's known for among our friends.
Yeah, she said something that made it sound like, she didn't say, like, I'm better, or like, I beat the, it was more humble than that. But I forgot what it was, and I was right off the bat, I was like, I want you to know, because you booked this role, you're not better than anybody. You're not better than the janitor that goes in your dressing room and cleans your toilets. You may be more right for the role mm-hmm. than someone else, but you're not better than anyone. And that is something I really wanted her to know. And it takes a team. It takes a team. It doesn't just take Reagan to make the show. It takes everybody. It takes a village or 200 people.
And even the person that does the building of the house.
Yes. Everybody has to come together mm-hmm. and work as a team. It's not about you. Yeah. It's not about just one person. It's a village.
A serious village team to make a TV show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It really is. I was actually just thinking the other day, it's the person that even made our stage.
Yep.
The person that built our big, tall stage that we work on.
Mm-hmm.
If that person had not built it, we would not be working. Whoever did built Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers.
That's true.
I find myself, now that she's on the show, parenting more deeply, if that makes any sense at all. Like, really taking the time and making her just reminding her to be grateful. Like, just taking those moments to pour into her and to talk to her. We do that a lot more because I just do not want someone. I just want her to be grounded and humbled and not entitled. So I just find myself always having these conversations with her. So important.
So important. So important for everybody. And especially important for kids who, you know, have bigger opportunities than many.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, you know, living a slightly unusual life, what's it like to be doing school on set, Reagan? Like, you used to attend normal school.
Yeah.
Now you're being schooled on set. How is that?
It's amazing. I have my own private tutor. Her name's Miss Sandy. She's the best. She, like, lets me, she will buy me, like, all the type of games I love. Like, I love geography right now. It's the best. I've always, my mom and dad always say that I am really good at reading and writing. So she'll buy my, like, Aunt Miss Sandy buys me geography games and reading and writing. And she has made school really fun. And I actually don't like math,
mm-hmm.
but when I started doing school with her, she made math more fun for me.
It's easier to learn when you're having fun.
It's actually nice because, you know, before when she was in a regular school, it was juggling a lot. Mm-hmm. In and out, constant communication with the teacher.
Yeah.
What does Reagan need to do today? So now, even though we're living like an abnormal life, it's actually more normal. Like, she's in school every day. We have a schedule. I know what we're going to be doing at this time next year. That's kind of nice. Where before, it was a roller coaster. It was hard to commit to things. I always came off as this flaky friend. Like, oh, sorry, I have to cancel our coffee date because I have to go to LA now. And there were some friends that really, you know, and with Reagan too, we
yeah.
have to cancel play dates and
That was sometimes heartbreaking.
And,
yeah.
But they were, those friends stuck with us, and they got it, and they really put up with a lot because we flaked a lot. But they were huge supporters and
yeah.
just are really, really good people to have in our corner, and which is huge. You really need those people.
You do, and everybody needs, you need a lot of support.
You do
to
need
pull
a lot
off
of
this
support.
Kind of thing.
And, but yeah, like now our life is, like I said, it's more normal. We can plan ahead and, she's not constantly in and out of school. And like that was hard for me was the schooling, pulling her in and out. I was pulling her out knowing what she was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I know. Okay. Like
yeah.
they're going to do science, but mm-hmm. I have to pull her out before. And so
like
that
my
was,
mom. So, sorry to interrupt, Mom. I'm very sorry. But, like, sometimes we'll be outside after lunch playing. I'll see my mom with my backpack and my lunchbox and be like, Reagan!
time to go to an audition.
And it's like, she told me, but then I don't hear her and I don't see her. I think, oh, maybe the audition was canceled or something. Because that has happened before. And so sometimes I don't hear it. And my friends, they'll have to come running up and they'll be like, Reagan, you have to leave. Your mom's here. And I'll be like, oh, bye. And they're like, bye, see you later. Totally cool with it. It's amazing. They were so cool with it, and they just stood by me. It was amazing.
And we're still in contact with all of our friends down in San Diego that she went to school with. She FaceTimes all, you know, her friends down there. But, it was, when she was in a regular school, I feel like it was harder.
I feel like it is too. It's really funny, and it's kind of ironic. I think that sort of in-between period, which is what characterizes life for most families of young actors, where you just audition, 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 audition. That's the hard part.
Yeah, you're auditioning more than you are working.
Oh, heck yeah. And if you're fortunate enough to land something that gives you regular work, like a series regular on a show or a long movie shoot, that's when things get easy in terms of school.
It really is.
Normal.
It's normal. You're not in and out. It's been nice. And actually, when we moved from San Diego to L.A., it was hard for Reagan at first. At her school in San Diego, she was there from pre-K until second grade. Those people were like a family to her. She'd grown up with those kids. And so when she started going to school in L.A., no one knew who she was. And she was in and out all the time. It was a little bit harder for her to make friends. And she's super outgoing. Mm-hmm. And so there were times when she would come home from school and she would say, like, I feel invisible. And as a mom, it breaks your heart. You're like, what? Like,
I would come home, like, in tears.
She didn't want to go to school because she felt like such an outcast. No one knew her. And when she booked the pilot, she was out for 3 weeks. And then she had to go back. And it's like,
I made friends before I had to leave for the pilot. And then
she was gone.
And then I came, and then I left. And I came back. I felt invisible again. And it was horrible. That was the worst part of school for me, I feel like.
Because she's super social, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
So that was really hard, is just hearing your kid say those things. Yeah. But after she booked the pilot, she didn't go on any more auditions. And so then she was at school. And so that was so nice, just to know she's going to be at school all day. Like, what is that like? All day, get pulled out. You don't have to disrupt the classroom.
I didn't really kind of know what that was like, being at school all day. Every day, I was
being pulled out.
And, it was amazing.
But it felt nice to just kind of have, like, a normal schedule for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
you
go, I drop her off in the morning, I pick her up in the afternoon, when the bell rings, it was like, it was nice.
It was different.
And it was normal because you were on hold.
Yes. We couldn't do anything else. Mm-hmm. So it was nice.
Mm-hmm. And now you've got a new normal.
Now we have a new normal.
And also, my mom, as my mom was saying, I'm outgoing. We'll be in the car. I'll keep my window down. I'll see someone pass with the window down. I'll be like, have a good day. And we'll be biking over the LA Reservoir. And I'll see people on the road and be like, have a good day. I'll see homeless people on the side, have a good day. Jesus loves you and stuff like that.
I'm an introvert, like major, and I live with two extroverts. I love that she's friendly and outgoing and will talk to anyone, but oh my goodness.
Yeah, my mom, I would have my window, like I was saying, and I'm talking to like people in the next car. So my mom would be like,
I'm just not as
I'm
outgoing.
I'm not here.
I know,
I'm
hide all of that.
Yeah, but you know what? One of the great things about having kids is you can learn from your kids.
Yes, and you know, she's definitely
an extrovert.
No, you are. I get out of my comfort zone a lot with her, a lot. Yeah. So, it's been interesting.
So, Holly, do you have any advice for parents of kids who want this life? What would you, if somebody was asking you for advice, anything you would tell them?
Oh. Wait, what? Reagan wants me to say that you should believe in your child, which you should. If this if this isn't something that your kid doesn't want to do, you really need to listen to them, because it is a full-time job. I want everyone to, like, when people reach out to me, they're like, what do I need to do? The first thing I always say is, it was a full-time job for me, mm-hmm. especially because we lived in San Diego. I spent so many hours on the road.
So did I.
Like, I was not, I mean, yes, you did too, but, like, I wasn't able to have another job. That was my job, yeah. taking her to and from auditions and work and doing all the paperwork and the emails, mm-hmm. and, I mean, if your kid is not wanting to do it, like, you really need to take those cues. And so I always just say, you know, get a really good headshot. Go to a professional headshot photographer. Have some really good pictures. And have someone that, have a team that believes in your kids. Mm-hmm. That is so important. Because there are times when I had doubts. Like, is this for nothing? Like, you hear so many no's, and, you know, there are roles that she didn't book, and I'm like, yeah, you couldn't book that. I didn't say that, but you think it, like, you know, you think, oh, my kid fits this to a T. Like, they're totally gonna have a shot at it. And then don't even have a callback. So there were definitely times when I'm like, wow, she didn't get a callback for that. Like, is this meant for her? Like, are we doing the right thing here?
I just thought, like what I was saying earlier, I didn't really care if I didn't get it because it was for someone else.
Right.
But this is perfect because what you guys are articulating here is really normal. A lot of the times the kids are like, yeah, okay, it's not my turn. Next time's my turn.
Yeah.
But the parents can really agonize over this and really wonder and, you know, think, am I crazy to be doing this? And what am I doing to my kid?
Because it's such a time commitment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It sucks away all of your time. And like I said before, like, there was so much that we missed out on, you know, play dates, dinner dates. There was so much that we missed out on. And I'm like, maybe this isn't for us.
Yeah, and there's no guarantees, and you know that.
Yeah, I mean, there were, you know, she would go like 6 months and like it was just straight no's. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is not happening.
No, I never thought that.
I never said those things to Reagan. Of course, I encouraged her the whole way. And
she was amazing through it. My mom and dad are my biggest fans so far. My mama's my second. She's wild. She is wild about me, about the show. She's like, when is it coming on?
Loves that show. She uh-huh. tells everybody about it. So, yeah, she's definitely a close second.
Something else about her is my mama, so my parents are from Tennessee, Mississippi. So she has a really thick accent. So it's sometimes hard to understand her. So my mom is our translator.
But you know what? That helps whenever you book this show
we're from Texas,
right? The show. They're set in Texas, but when Reagan was going in, I mean, she went in an abnormal amount, I feel like, for this show. I think they were really looking at it as like a long-term thing. Like, this isn't a pilot that maybe will go. They knew like it could be something long-term. And so they really put her through the ringer.
Yeah.
The ringer.
You said the loop too sometimes. Okay. So.
And so, yeah. But one thing that they did, so she had to do 11, it was like 11 pages. And,
can I tell this part, please?
What's the part?
Please.
What's the part? No.
Please.
That's not the one. Okay, let's see what she has to say.
Okay, so I don't know if this is what she was going to say or not. But actually, so maybe what she was saying, I don't know, but so they actually, I had 11 pages to do, like she said, and they, I came in, did it, at like 6 p.m., they texted my agent and was like, we want her to do the full script in a Texas accent overnight, and then we had to go over it. that whole night.
That totally changes the way you do a scene.
Yes,
when
it
you
does.
Have an accent.
So we had to really work on that, and it took a lot of time.
But does it make you grateful that you had a memo from Tennessee? That really came into play. Because we really...
Thank you for thank you for being born in the South.
But
thank you, Mom.
But it really did. I mean, I was calling friends. They called her in like 9 times. And some of our friends were like, oh, we knew like the day they tested or the day after. I'm like, wow, like the clock is... I mean, they told us like last minute, but...
They told... So
they really...
Because you have a limit.
Once you test, you have 5 days. They have to tell you yes or no.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you booked it. No, you did it. And so we knew, like, we were going to know by a certain
time. They had us wait a week to find out. It was
brutal.
At the end,
you're just like, yes or no.
Just tell
me. Yes or no. We just want to move on. Please, what is it?
I was actually at a director session. I was in the room, and... They called my mom, and they were like, oh, she didn't get it. And then they're like, tricked ya, she got it. But then they had my mom wait a whole hour.
I couldn't tell her. Number one,
because they wanted to tell me.
She was in a producer session, and they wanted to tell her. We were going to dinner with our friends after, because that's what you do at audition. You go to dinner after. And so we went to dinner. And we were waiting for the agent and manager to call. And this was, like, a huge, so I wanted to film it. And so the agent and manager conference on my phone, and then we had friends filming her reaction. Like, this is huge news. This is something you want to document.
Yeah.
And so they called and delivered the news. But, I mean, it was, even towards the end, like, she was feeling the stress. Like, I remember the day she went in for her test, right before... She started crying, and I was like, no, not right now. Like, you're literally about to go in and meet with, like, Jon Favreau and the network.
And Jim Parsons.
Everybody. But,
yeah.
That week of, like, testing, which I'm, you know, you've
it's
been
a lot
there.
Of pressure.
It is. That's what she said. She at the end, she finally, like, broke, and she was like, I feel so much pressure. And mm-hmm. I just hugged her. Just do what you've been doing.
Yep.
Because it's gotten you here.
Yep.
That hug helped more than words, actually.
Aww. I didn't know that.
Oh. I wish I could... I should be taking a picture of you two right now. It is so sweet. They're all just snuggled in together on the couch. You guys are lovely together. Nano, nano, I see you.
Nano, nano. That's just called nano, nano.
Nano, nano.
Everyone at set has been calling the Spock hand.
Spock does that.
I know.
So did Robin Williams.
I do it because I got a little something. Made a homemade zip line at my house.
Ooh. Ouch. Yeah. Ouch.
Out of a piece of rope and a duffel bag strap.
And you learned something, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Have to do that again.
Yeah.
Well,
So I'm just going to stick to a swing.
Reagan, do you have any advice for young actors who might want this life?
Just what I've been saying, to be patient and... To follow your gut, and if you want it, fight for it.
Those are good advice words. Anything else you guys care to add or share?
There was a question that was on there about parenting. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, what was it?
It was, what are some of the most challenging things about being a Hollywood parent?
For me, and I'm finding that, I'm living it right now, is, as you know, you're... kid can really be indulged, and that is hard for me because we don't want her to feel entitled, and so you want her to enjoy her hard work and labor and reap some of the benefits, but make sure that they're humble. That has been so tricky for me, and I find like I'm parenting in a different way now. Like I said before, the long talks, the just making sure like you're grateful for everything. And we have a lot of rules now. I feel like I am way more strict now than I was.
Uh-huh.
But I just feel like, and this is something I say a lot, is I am trying to raise a good human. I'm not trying to raise a good actor. And that is huge. Like, as you know, on set, PAs, like, they just give you things, and Reagan's not allowed to get that kind of treatment, but rightfully so. She has two hands to feed. If she's on set and she's working and she's thirsty, that is one thing, but for everything else, she has to do everything on her own, because mm-hmm. I feel like it really, really will keep you grounded.
I only ask for, like, the PAs to get me something. I'll be like, Patrick, which is one of our PAs, he's amazing. All of our PAs are. I was like, I'll call for him. And he'll be like, yes, Megan. Yeah, what's up? What's up?
He does that? I don't know.
Yeah, he does that. And I'll be like, hey, Patrick, can you give me some water? And he'll be like, sure. And he goes and he brings it to me. And like, okay, got your water.
But this is not because
really
you're a little like diva. This is because you're actually not supposed to leave set. You're
right
there. You need to stay there.
You have to stay there.
It's not okay for you to leave, but you also have to stay hydrated to do good work.
Yeah. That's why
I mean,
you're
under all those lights
the only thing
and
I
things,
ask.
But yeah, so that for me has been just trying to figure out how you let them enjoy the fruits of their labor, but keep them humble. And I'm in the midst of that right now. But I have great friends like you to look up to and ask questions to. Like, you are raising great humans.
Thank you.
And just like our other friends, and some of them are in the same situation as us. And it's been amazing to go to, some of our friends that have already been on this journey and say, what did you do? And, in this situation, yeah. That has been mm-hmm. huge for me.
We all ask a lot of our friends that have been doing it longer than us, like Aubrey and Masami.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it much. They're more
experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They've walked this line.
Yeah.
So they've been.
We
they've
asked
been
them
a good
lot
resource.
Of stuff. Yeah.
They're a fantastic resource.
Yeah,
yeah.
They really are.
This is Amy Anderson and Aubrey Anderson Ammons. Aubrey plays Lily on Modern Family, for anybody listening who wonders who we're talking about.
I actually played her best friend in the show, but she actually is my best friend in real life.
So, back to the whole parenting. I think surrounding yourself with good people and having, like, those resources and talking with people that have gone through this has been, like, really key for me. Like, for instance, the other day, as you probably know, people want your phone number now.
Yep.
And they want to do things. And so it's like, how do you do that? How do you do that and not be a jerk? And because you don't know who really wants to be your friend. And that's another thing. And those are conversations that we've had, but that's appropriate for a 10-year-old,
mm-hmm.
is that there are people that may not have the best intentions, and you kind of have to screen people a little bit. And especially, now when we go to the park, everybody wants our phone number. And so I was actually just reaching out to Amy. I'm like, how do you do it without looking like you're a jerk?
Yeah.
And so just little things like that I never thought, things that you don't think about before your kid is on a show. Like,
things you
just
don't have to think about.
Things you don't have to think about. And so now there are situations that come up, and I call some of our friends that are on a show, and I'm like, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
And just, they've been great resources. So just having that in your corner.
Yeah, right.
And stuff like, what you're doing, these podcasts and the books, like, they're great resources. It's, you just got to equip yourself and try to be as prepared as possible.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that is obviously why I do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, when we started out, I just felt like we didn't have those resources, and I just felt so blind and alone, and like, man, I don't know what I'm doing, and I know I don't know what I'm doing.
And most people don't have family
out
here. Like, you're just on your own, and you're trying to figure it out. And I mean, luck, we just have one kid, but we have friends that are doing it that have many kids, and it's like,
how?
I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, this, no, it's a real challenge.
I mean, it is. It's a challenge, and you really have to readjust your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that's, yeah, it's really, really helpful to get all the information you can, because the more information you have, mm-hmm. the better choices you can make. And, you know, every family's different. Every family's got its own special circumstances and needs and considerations. But again, the more you understand about how it all works and what the landscape looks like, the better choices you can make for you.
And then you can say, matters. Is this really right for my family?
Yeah.
Like, do I have the time to dedicate to this? Can I handle all the no's? Because you will hear no way more than you will hear yes. And so, yeah, you just have to equip yourself.
Yep. Yes, Reagan.
So, actually, one thing my mom was saying was, like, you have to, my mom has to be more, like a security. She has to be secure. Mm-hmm. She has to secure everything. But once I was at the park, and there is this man and his daughter watched this show, and they asked for a picture, and I was like, okay. But we had to leave the park because the man was, like, taking pictures of me playing.
Yeah.
And that's another, so it gets a little
unsecure. You know, those are things you don't think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you're just in the grind and you're auditioning, like, what happens after you book something big? And, you know, we have found out, like, you know, we've lost privacy and just trying to, but still, one of my main things is keeping her a kid. That's so important to me, is that she still does normal things. On the weekends, we hike, we're going to a birthday party later. Like, those moments are so important at keeping them normal and keeping them young, because they're with adults all day and they're working. Like, she is literally working. And so any time that she gets to play, we take advantage of it. Like, that's really important.
What are your favorite things to do when you're not working, Reagan?
Play outside.
She's a little nature girl. She loves being outside.
That's great.
I am barely inside. Only when I'm work, like I said, I love reading and writing. I was gonna bring this up, but I totally forgot. But I'm actually working on a book right now that I am hoping to publish.
Woohoo! Good for you.
But
Miss Bonnie could give you some tips.
Maybe.
Yes.
She has a very successful book.
That is true. Besides working on my book or playing with my stuffed animals, which I love, if you've seen me on like the Steve Harvey's talk show, mm-hmm. you saw that maybe I had animal with me. Her name is Snowflake. She was my great grandmother's and. When I was three, I asked if I could have her, and she's like, "No, you're too young." Because she actually collected
Beanie Babies.
Oh.
You know, everyone thought that they were going to make you $1 million.
My oldest daughter Clara was in the middle of that craze.
Oh, okay,
she's in her late 20s now. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, we have lots of stuffies.
And but she when I was when I but she was like, "No, you're too young," and when she passed away, sadly. My great grandfather, before he passed away, he went and got her for me, and she was a Christmas present for me when I was six. Mm. Yeah. And
he asked, well, what else do you like doing in your spare time?
Being outside.
Yeah, horseback riding.
Yeah, horseback riding. Yeah.
Just going to the park, being with my friend,
being with Aubrey,
yeah.
and my best friend Maya.
Sometimes she'll just say, you know, we always ask her, like, not that she makes the final choice, but what do you want to do? And sometimes she'll just say, I want to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get it, because we're gone every day.
Yeah,
and
we never get to just
need those days sometimes where you just want to sit in your playroom in your jammies and recharge.
Yeah.
Like, those days are so important to just do nothing.
Yep. That's really important. Especially
but my dad has to turn those days around and have us go look at open houses.
That's another conversation.
We're house hunting. That's fun. But,
yeah.
It's been so fun to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
It's been really, really fun.
This was really fun. Yeah. I didn't really know what to expect, but it was like...
My mom was kind of scared about it.
Cause I don't do interviews.
Yeah, you don't do interviews.
So we're just...
It's our first interview, she did very good.
Even when Reagan does interviews, like, I'm so nervous. Like, it's... You know, like I said, I'm an introvert, so...
My mom's scared I'm going to say something about her. And she's like this during my... When I'm doing interviews.
Never know what's going to come out of a 10-year-old's mouth.
Yeah, but this is a smart, grounded, great 10-year-old. I don't think you ever have to worry about what's going to come out of Reagan's mouth.
Trust me.
And the fact that it's a podcast, even better. I don't have to be on a camera, so...
That's part of why I do the podcast. Like, nobody wants to worry about what they look like. Yeah. I don't. You know?
You feel it's less pressure like this. It's just, it's more fun.
Yeah.
How's my hair? What do I look like?
We're sitting on the couch eating cookies for everybody
really?
Who wonders.
Really? Yeah.
And Reagan,
hanging out with Fern.
Hanging out with Fern and petting Fern the cat pretty much throughout the whole conversation. But no, this is really special.
And I have cat hair over.
And I'm sure I'm going to leave here and I'm going to be like, oh, God, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, but that's life. And there's always more to talk about. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe we have another conversation another year or two and, you know, you guys have more stuff to share and that's always
season
fun.
Season 2.
Ah, that hurts.
Season 2.
But she was squeezing my ankle.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie. It was great.
Thank you for having us.
For those of you who want to follow Reagan on social media, of course, she's only 10, so her social media accounts are all managed by her parents. Her Twitter account is OfficialReaganR. And that's spelled Reagan, R-A-E-G-A-N, Official Reagan R. Her Instagram is at Reagan Revord, R-A-E-G-A-N-R-E-V-O-R-D. And her Facebook is the same, at Reagan Revord. And all three of those accounts are verified with a little blue check. Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you enjoy this podcast, subscribe. Go to BonnieJWallace.com and sign up on the podcast page to get exclusive, inspirational stories and insider info sent to your inbox every week. If you need help figuring out just how to navigate the career of a young actor, buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And for one-on-one coaching that can save you literally thousands of dollars and months and years of wasted time, book an hour consultation with me over Skype or in LA. Just go to BonnieJWallace.com and click on the consultation page. For about the same price of an hour with an acting coach, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Thanks. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.